second to last day, and I just thought we'd say a little bit about odd but Spanish public services. It feels like we're coming back to a toilet, to be honest. I've been listening about the tube strikes and everything else, but on the south coast of Spain, we sat at a coffee shop yesterday and watched a man cleaning the square, and he would take up grills from the palm trees, clean underneath them, replace. By the time he finished, this plaza was utterly spotless, and you can imagine an English guy like making sure no one was looking and sweeping crap into the grill rather than doing that. And yesterday, it was really rough day for yesterday, and the sea spewed up all kinds of stuff, seaweed, shells, and it was all along the beach. And a tractor has been along the beach and cleaned it. They clean the beach. Although yesterday, I nearly messed myself laughing with the funniest thing that's happened since we've been here, which is literally hosing myself with mirth. There's a guy who runs the beach called Paco, who's, let's say, a bit of a peasant. And the kids, I got to know this family of Spanish family, about six or seven girls and a little boy, running up and down the beach yesterday, beach combing, because the sea had emptied its contents and treasures onto the sand. So they were collecting shells, little crabs, the odd fish, etc., etc. And at one point I was sunbathing and I heard Heidi screaming, "Daddy, come and look, Daddy, come and look, come and look, come and look." And a crowd of the adults and children clustered around something on the beach. And I ran down and it was a blob, like about half a foot long, round, cylindrical thing encrusted with barnacles. And it was slowly moving. And they were saying, "Eso es pepina, pepina," which I think is a sea pepper, something like that, a sea pepper. Anyway, some kind of weird anemone-like organism. And they were shouting and screaming and shouting. And then Paco, the guy who runs the beach, got up, calmly walked down. So we're all looking, thinking, oh, he's going to wash it and tell us a little bit about it. And then just lobbed it into the sea and went, "Get that!" Like, get out. What a peasant, honey.